With heightened concerns this year about voter suppression and intimidation, voting rights advocates are planning a large presence at polling places. Earlier this year, several Springfield-based and statewide organizations formed the Springfield Election Protection Coalition. They've been recruiting and training volunteers to help voters know their rights. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with one of the leaders of the Springfield Coalition, Lamont Scott, Project Director for MOCA, Men of Color Health Awareness.
Well, actually, what it is to be out there at the polls with information pertaining to election protection. And for the people that's going in or that's having a hard time, or we know there's a lot of sometimes misunderstanding. Some people are not clear. Some people go to the polls and they're not sure where they're supposed to be. If they had a hard time or anything that they choose really truly don't understand, we're out there to support them and direct them with a number pertaining to the election protection organizations up in Boston. And that's what we've been doing these last couple of months, kind of organizing throughout Springfield, getting groups and organizations and our mentors to be prepared to we've been training for the last 3 weeks, trying to understand as much information and also understanding, letting people know that they're only out there to assist people, but not to direct people into who they should vote for or anything else. We make sure this is staying clear from any type of situation. And also, if we're out there to see if there's any issues going on with people pushing people to vote a certain way or intimidating people to go. So we just want to be we're out there to be more vigilant, to look and to observe, and also to protect the community and the people that's going in to vote, and seeing if there's any issues and anything, any support that we can utilize to help them get through this voting process, since it's very different than many years has passed.
Are you primarily focusing on minority neighborhoods in Springfield?
We're going to the low polling place turnouts where we really know that people haven't been out, and that's where we've been doing a lot of our outreach at, trying to out in the community, out at in the corners, downtown, South End, North End, Hill McKnight area, Winchester Square. Well, we know where there's been low turnouts for folks.
Well, the members of the coalition, are you going to be wearing T-shirts, carrying signs? How will people know you're there outside a polling location?
We're going to have T-shirts on. We're going to have, I think they have some hats. We're going to have face masks on. And also, we will have signs around us saying that who we are, so that people will recognize that we're out there to help with voter protection and make sure everything goes planned, and then give them the support that's there needed at every poll site that we're going to be out there at.
How many people do you expect from the coalition will be out at polling places in Springfield to help voters on Election Day?
Well, that's a good question. I think we're going to have quite a few, because we're getting people out of Boston that's going to come in and help and assist us, because they've been doing this work forever up there. And also, we have people all through Western Massachusetts that's going to also be moving around, coming through into Springfield, some of the areas that we may need help and assistance. With just some of the folks that are part of the organization, we're looking to have, this is just through MOCA, right now we're looking to have maybe 20, 25 people volunteering to be part of this.
Why did MOCA, an organization that focuses on men's health, get involved in this?
Don't forget, MOCA is an organization that really focuses 100% on the health of men of color. And when I say men of color, that's black, brown, white. It's just about, because men do not go to the doctor, with the high rate of cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, and all these other factors, and stress with housing and jobs and everything else going on. We're just trying to be as much help as we can throughout our community. And we've always been interested, because we know that in the Latino, in a black and Latino neighborhood, black and brown people, we've had very low turnouts. So now we're just trying to make sure people get out and get out and understand what they're, you know, to feel safe voting, vote, cast a vote. You have a right to vote. We want people to utilize that to the best of their ability.